name of the Almighty God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Hello and welcome to today's edition of World News on Jamme Jam Network. Another holy month of Ramadan has come to an end, and after long nights of prayers and dawn-to-dusk abstinence from eating or drinking for 30 days, Muslims in Iran and many other countries are celebrating the great feast of Eid al-Fitr on Saturday, hoping to have received a passing grade for their deeds during the past month.
Enemies embracing each other, all hatred is buried. Everyone is celebrating, greeting everyone they meet.
The celebration of breaking the fast is called Eid al-Fitr and comes at the end of Ramadan, which is followed by the month of Shawwal. The first 3 days of Shawwal are honored in celebration of the Eid, when is the best time to finalize spiritual healing. The Eid day, early in the morning, people all over the country show their gratitude by attending major mosques of their hometowns to hold the prayers of the day. The prayers for getting the Muslims close together and reminding them that Allah is unstinting, and then making donations of food and money in their families' names, is how the prayer ceremony comes to the end.
It's a day when people stop fasting at the same time, especially Muslims around the world.
After a great month of Ramadan, most of the people like to have a celebration of Eid al-Fitr.
Eid al-Fitr is one of the valuable days among Muslims.
This month is holy month, and this is a big prize for people who take this opportunity.
They celebrate this sacred occasion and thank God all together for having another chance and being healthy for fast.
Azam Chaghaghi, reporting for Young Journalist Club, Tehran.
The staff at Jamme Jam Network News extend their congratulations to all Muslims on the very special occasion of Eid al-Fitr. Iranians in the four corners of the country celebrated Eid al-Fitr and attended the special prayers Saturday morning. In the capital, Tehran, people converged on the Imam Khomeini prayer ground in droves to take part in the Eid al-Fitr prayers led by Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. In an address to the worshippers, the leader referred to Eid al-Fitr as a thanksgiving feast for Muslims who celebrate their success in trying to get closer to God during the holy month of Ramadan. Ayatollah Khamenei said the month of Ramadan taught Iranians several lessons, including how to implement the things they have learned and practiced during the holy month throughout the whole year until the next Ramadan arrives. The leader further said what was well depicted in this year's Ramadan was the unity of the Iranian people from different walks of life and political tastes. The leader then called on the Iranian nation to be more philanthropic and warned against squandering and lavishment. Ayatollah Khamenei also thanked the Iranian nation for their strong presence in World Roots Day rallies and said the Iranian nation is in the front line of supporting the Palestinian nation. Elsewhere in the remarks, the leader said the developments in occupied Iraq has broken the heart of many Muslims worldwide, underlining the US-led occupiers are responsible for the insecurity in the war-ravished country. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says the great feast of Eid al-Fitr serves as a proper ground for the Muslim nations to practice unity. Addressing a gathering of top Iranian officials, ambassadors and of several Islamic countries, along with people from different walks of life on Saturday, the leader called on Muslim nations worldwide to iron out differences and avert division, something that, as Ayatollah Khamenei emphasized, does not exist in Iran despite the ethnic and religious diversity in the country. The leader went on to say different political tendencies either should not serve as grounds for discord, praising the Iranian nation for being vigilant against the enemy plots in that regard. The leader then touched on the upcoming parliamentary elections in Iran and stressed only if the elections bring out constructive and positive competition among the nominees, the event will lead to further progress in the country. The leader also noted the meddling of bullying powers in the affairs of other countries is due to the lack of unity among Muslims, underlining, once all Islamic nations and governments become united, no country will ever dare to interfere in their affairs. Muslims in a number of other countries, including France, Germany, Malaysia, Venezuela, Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, the United States, Oman, Egypt, China, and Syria, also celebrate Eid al-Fitr and hold the prayers on Saturday.
Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
Muslims in Pakistan and India, meanwhile, will celebrate Eid al-Fitr on Sunday. The spokeswoman for EU Foreign Policy Chief, Javier Solana, says the European foreign ministers support the IAEA report on Iran this time around. Christina Galich told an IRIB reporter in Brussels that the European Union stance on Iran has changed, adding the closing statement of an upcoming EU ministerial meeting would reflect such change. Meanwhile, a European Commission spokesman said France's offer that the EU should impose unilateral sanctions against Iran would not be among the topics on the agenda of the Luxembourg's meeting. He added Paris's proposal has only deepened the differences within the EU. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of World News on Jamil Jam Network. Coming up next is the nationwide weather forecast for the next 24 hours. Thanks for me and the rest of the team. Goodbye.